Well, good afternoon as we broadcast live from DJ's in Monticello. It's Tuesday and it's all about the green, and here with Don Savitsky as we are having our, this is the official afternoon coffee break, Don, right?
Well, it is, because every Tuesday, Joe brings me a cup of coffee and he brings me cookies. You know how he stays on my Christmas list.
Yeah. Well, you might as well make it an afternoon break here. Sometimes, though, we don't get a breakdown. Last time, I think you were working a customer when I was here. So.
Yeah. No, that was a busy session for you and a busy for me. I was helping the customer. Yeah. So the fall has taken off. So far, the fall days have been quite beautiful. And I think and pray we have a bunch more.
We don't want the white stuff too early?
Oh, I didn't think about it. So for everybody out there who's praying for snow on the snowmobile, there's, I think, just as many that's praying not to get it. So it's the good Lord doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, let's talk. A lot of people taking a look at their furnace situations this time of the year. I know you've got a furnace going in. Let's see. That one was in Big Lake or where?
Yeah, well, I got several of them that slated to go in. Princeton, Zimmerman, Elk River, Ramsey. But there's a pent-up demand. Once the snow starts to come and the cold comes, everybody rushes to turn their furnace on, and then it doesn't work. So a good suggestion would be maybe test it one of these cool evenings. Just turn it on for a bit. Make sure the filter's clean and it ain't making too much noise, and maybe you're ready for winter.
But nothing worse than getting in the dead of the winter and all of a sudden I got a problem, Doc.
Well, it's the way it works. They sit all summer, and chances are most people probably don't get them maybe tuned every year, which is a good idea. And so you sat all summer, and the air conditioner ran on top of it. The blower ran there all summer long with the air conditioning. And this year we've had an extreme air conditioning season. And now the unit has to start, and generally you want it to start the first time, right? Otherwise, you're calling somebody. You might as well call DJ as long as you listen to this show.
And help you out, right?
Get prepared. Yeah. We're talking about being prepared.
Yep. And again, that number at DJ's, 763-497-2661, that will get you to talk to someone about the service. If they've got parts, you got the parts department now here in Monticello, which is new. It was in Elbertville for years, and now you've moved that parts department here to Monticello, so they can call that same number, talk to David in the parts department, right?
Correct. And there are people coming in for parts every day. So stop at DJ's and get your parts. I don't know if anybody else offers a parts department.
Right. And again, instead of having to make that drive up to St. Cloud or the cities, they can do it. They can help you here at DJ's. And again, same number. If you want to call David about it, that's 763-497-2661. And just ask for David in parts.
So exciting things. Barbecue season is not coming to an end. This weather like this is beautiful for barbecuing. So what should you barbecue with, Joe?
Well, looking over here at your selection of barbecues, which you have a nice selection, right? But I'm guessing this pellet grill here, this Camp Chef, is the one that we should really spotlight.
Yeah, well, I think Camp Chef for us right now is our number one selling grill. It's I'm convinced pellet's going to take over the grilling business. At least that's my opinion. Temperature control. You can add some smoke, and you can easily do those long cooks. For instance, we did a pork shoulder a week ago, and I did it for 10 hours, and it's amazing, just amazing how good that pork was.
And I suppose you controlled it through your cell phone. Through the Wi-Fi.
Well, you can do that, but I just slapped it on, put the probe in it,
yeah,
set the temperature low,
yeah,
and then about 6 to 8 hours, I went to see what temperature it was. After it hit 160, I wrapped it, and then I finished it off to 210. And it's amazing. I turned that whole pork roast into sandwiches. And that will convince you that a pellet grill is the answer.
Yep. And now, if people are kind of techie, you could do that through the Wi-Fi. You wouldn't even have to go check on it, right? You just look on your phone and it'll tell you when it gets to 160?
It would tell you when it hits the temperature you need. It's wonderful. Just to give you an idea what that sandwich was like, right? I would take English toasting bread, slice maybe a half inch thick off that a shoulder of the pork, put it on there, butter both sides of toasted it, and then I put a little barbecue sauce on top of that, and I put tomatoes on top of it, and then ate it. And it is a delight.
Talk about stretching your food budget too, right? I mean, you can make a lot of sandwiches.
A lot of sandwiches. And as your teeth breaks through the toast, okay, and hits the meat, it just goes right through it. It's so tender. I mean, it is amazing how that comes off the pellet grill and into a sandwich and then into your mouth, and you say, I can't believe that.
Along with the goodness that it is, you know, one thing is the show is called It's All About the Green. And when you can save money, because grocery bills are going up, if you can get that and you cook up that big shoulder roast and you can eat on that for quite a while.
To give you an idea, that shoulder roast cost about $15. And I would estimate you'd get 15 to 20 sandwiches out of that. And it's better than any sandwich you're going to get at any fast food or probably even restaurant.
And that's just where you start. You know, you can do that. You got all kinds of other things that you can cook up on your Camp Chef.
Oh, yeah. You can just find a nice big roast from one of the stores, beef roast, right? Cook it on the grill. Do it the exact same way. It ain't going to cook as long. And then wrap it to tenderize it at the end. And that roast turns out to be sandwiches again. Or a supper with potatoes and carrots and everything else.
And the feature, you know, as we take a look at these Cam Chefs, you know, just the way that they are designed, I mean, you can do a lot of different things with the Cam Chef.
A lot of different things. Pizzas come out unbelievable on the Cam Chef. Chickens come out unbelievable on the Cam Chef. Burgers, you can direct fire right with the wood from the pellet. Unbelievable. I'm just giving you different things that you can do with the Cam Chef. You can have direct fire from the wood, or you can have convection cooking like a convection oven, but with smoke, even better yet.
And for vegetarians, I mean, it's a great way to cook up those vegetables and get them just the way you want them on that Cam Chef.
So let's say we're going to do a pizza, right? So what you usually do, you set the oven for 350, all that type of stuff. You can do the exact same here. I can set this barbecue to 350, and I'm going to get a little smoke. And when you think smoke, don't think it's going to taste like smoke. It just adds more flavor. And you got different levels of smoke you can even do. I think it's 1 through 10. And then you cook your pizza outside on the Camp Chef. And amazing, just amazing how good the job gets done.
All right, talking to Don Savitsky, It's All About the Green. We're up here at Monticello store location every Tuesday afternoon from 3:30 to 4. And again, we want to thank you for being part of the show today. As we are talking about Cam Chef pellet grills, which, you know, back in the day, gas grills were the big thing, Don. I mean, you've been selling product for a lot of years.
Yes, no, gas, gas was always simple and easy, and I have to agree, gas is simple and easy, but pellet is simple and easier, plus temperature control. And I can keep an extra bag in the garage. I don't believe it costs any more, maybe less even, to run a pellet grill than it does gas, and your food's going to taste better. So there, you got one. Joe bought one right away.
I do. My wife knows how to use it well, so you know, we cook up some nice things. And like you say, it's a lot easier than when we go back and we're doing it on the gas grill. So
yeah, so I think the world has changed, and right now the barbecue grill of choice, I believe, is a pellet grill, and ideally Cam Chef.
Yeah. So we invite them to come into the store location, Don. You're right here on Pine Street or Highway 25, right between the River Bridge and the Interstate Bridge, right here on the main drag. You want to stop into the store location and take a look. Again, open today until about 4 o'clock.
4:30 we close.
4:30, so 4:30, and then tomorrow night a little longer.
Yeah, 7 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4:30 on Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday.
All right, so plenty of time to come in. We should mention, we talked about the grills, but we had a gal in here looking for pool chemicals to work. And Ann is right up there. I'm not sure.
What'd you need?
We're going to have Don talk to a customer just for a second here. Again, just another reminder, we're doing It's All About the Green up here at DJ's in Monticello. And as I was mentioning, right before we did the show, we had a gal come in looking to close down her pool. And she needed the chemicals. She needed a little advice on what she should do. And again, she got that from DJ's here. So if you have a pool you're going to be closing down, you want to come up to DJ's. They've got the nice chemicals for you. They got experience at pools so that they can help you do that as well, because they own a swimming pool. So they know what needs to be done. And if you have a hot tub and maybe it's time to get a water check, you can bring that water sample in to DJ's. Doesn't have to be a big sample, just a little bit of water. Bring that up into a DJ's, and they'll test it right here on their computerized testing that they have, and they can help you out with that as well. So, again, you want to come up to DJ's in Monticello and talk with those folks about the pool chemicals and hot tub chemicals that they have to get that water just the way it needs to be. So we talked about the pellet grills. We mentioned the water testing and also the pool chemicals, hot tub chemicals. We should turn around here and talk a little bit about self-standing, individualized stoves that can go in your home. Nice little fireplaces, and they have a large assortment here. Cozy Heat, Empire, some of the makes models that they have. Really for anything that you're looking. I mean, what a way to add a little heat into a room. And again, these are beautiful cabinet units that they have, that standalone units that you can come in, take a look at. Again, they got a variety of those that they offer here at DJ's. And again, Cozy Heat and Empire are probably the biggest sellers that DJ has of those types of units. And it is fireplace time, and Don talked about that earlier. And if you're looking to add that fireplace before it gets too cold, you probably want to come into DJ's and talk with them about getting that fireplace installed. They have a great selection of fireplaces here in their showroom that you can take a look. Now, these are burning fireplaces, so you're not looking at the box and the picture. You're looking at the actual fireplace. You're looking at how it burns. You're looking at the way it's faced. You're looking at the different log situations that can go in those fireplaces. And you can see all of that before you make that decision on what fireplace are you going to get. And, you know, if you're looking to add a gas fireplace, you can do a wood fireplace. Also, electric fireplace. So some options that you can look at. And again, it's kind of best just to come into DJ's here in Monticello and talk with them about what your plan is and what you're looking at. And they can kind of help you get make the right decisions that's going to be money-saving and long-lasting. And it's going to do exactly what you want it to do. That's why you want to really come up and talk with the folks at DJ's here in Monticello. Again, open today until 4:30 tomorrow night, and then the rest of the week pretty much till 7. If you aren't sure about the different types of fireplaces, you can always look for their online store, djscompanies.com. You can kind of take a look on that before you come into the showroom. Again, that's djscompanies.com. They got all their items up there that you can kind of shop through. And for those people who just like to shop the internet and don't really like to do the brick and mortar thing, you can shop via their website at djscompanies.com. But to me, the best to kind of come into the store, take a look around the showroom that they have. Again, these are all working fireplaces that you can see and ask questions about the different brands and different models that they have, really to kind of fit exactly what you're looking to have in your home. And you definitely want to check out their fireplace selection here at DJ's. And like I mentioned, Cozy Heat, Empire, just a couple of the brands that they have. Again, those are probably most of their fireplaces are that, but they have a couple of other brands as well that you can come in and take a look at. And again, like I mentioned, it's if it's gas, if you want a propane, natural gas or propane, either one, you can do wood or you can do electric. And if you have not seen the electric fireplaces for a while, you remember the olden days, the old electric fireplaces? Well, with the technologies of the graphics and those kinds of things that they have today, they got some really, really neat looking electric fireplaces. And they have the option of either 220 if you need, you know, heat along with it, a lot of heat. Otherwise, it comes with 110. I mean, it still puts out heat, but not to the extent that the 220 would. So you can take a look and say, you know, am I okay with a 110 electric fireplace or would I want a 220? Again, come up and talk to the folks at DJ's here in Monticello. Again, right on Pine Street or Highway 25, located right between the River Bridge and the Interstate Bridge, right here on the main drag. Again, open today until 4:30. And let's see, so we talked fireplaces, and Don earlier talked about furnaces, because he's got a couple of those, obviously quite a few of those that that he's working on getting installed here before the snow flies. So if you are looking at a new furnace situation, air conditioning system, come in and talk to DJs and let them give you a quote on what they can offer you. Always good to get a couple of different quotes and ideas as you're out shopping for that. And DJs encourages you to do that. Go out and get some quotes, and I'm sure you'll be happy with the deal that DJs will give you on that furnace air conditioning system. Also, you can add a air purifying system on it. Again, that's kind of the time to take a look. I mean, once you take a look at, you know, upgrading your furnace and air conditioning system, you probably want to look at those other things that you could add on, you know, when you're making that change to really get you the best and best deal that, that you are looking for. So come on up to DJ's and talk with them. And again, the showroom open today until 4:30, tomorrow night till 7, and next night 7, and Friday till 7, so make sure to make it in this week. Otherwise, check out their online store, djscompanies.com. And again, just talking about the different types of products that you'll find here in the showroom, and we really encourage you to come into the showroom and see what we're talking about here. And going back to fireplaces just for a second, if you are one that would say, you know what, I want to do just a pickup one. I want to install it myself. Well, they do have a cash and carry type program for fireplaces, so you can come in and talk with them about that. And they can steer you in the right direction as far as getting that fireplace in the way it needs to be put in. Although, you know, if you want the help, if you want them to install it for you, they can do that as well. But either way, right here in the Monticello location here, there's a sheet metal shop so that if you want to do it yourself, they can make up all the venting for you and make it a little easier so you can do that self-installation of your fireplace. So either if you're looking to install it yourself or if you want DJs to install it for you, again, come in and talk with DJs and find out what would be the best for you. You know, some people think, well, you know, I think I want to install it, and then they talk with them for a while and they say, you know what, for the price of insulation cost, I'll probably just have you guys do it. So that's a decision you can make. But again, it all starts with a visit to DJ's up here in Monticello, right off Highway 25 or Pine Street. And again, we mentioned the sheet metal shop. We mentioned the parts department that's here. We mentioned the full service department that they have as well. And obviously the sales areas here with the big showroom with the grills and the, also the fireplaces, furnaces, all things are up here for you to take a look at it. DJ's in Monticello. And again, the phone number to remember, 763-497-2661. Again, that's 763-497-2661 is the number to call to connect at the store location here. Again, David is in the parts department, so if you're looking for parts, ask for David. He's in parts department. Holly is kind of the fireplace person to talk with, so if you're looking for a fireplace or have a fireplace question, call and ask for Holly. If you have something about the internet, and this is kind of the unique thing with their online store, a lot of times you're going to have to call another state or country that kind of hosts the online activity of a business. But here at DJ's, it's all done locally. Mark is the local connection to their internet store, and he is right here in the Monticello store location. So again, if you go online and you have a question about something on the online store at djscompanies.com, you want to call Mark. And the number is always the same, 763-497-2661. 763-497-2661 connects you with Mark. And again, he kind of heads up the online store as well. So if you're an online shopper, if you haven't tested her or checked it out, make sure to check out djscompanies.com for their online store. And again, everything is listed up there, so you'll get a good idea. And wherever they can, they get pricing put up there. And again, if you have a question, just make that local call to Mark at 763-497-2661. So that is the number to call. Again, up here at DJ's in Monticello, and we encourage you to make sure to stop into the location and take a look at everything that we have in store here, as we broadcast every Tuesday afternoon from 3:30 to 4. Just a couple of minutes left here to talk from the store location. Again, Don helping a customer out this afternoon. So we will kind of conclude the show here. Just another reminder of all the different things that you'll find here in the store, including those, the Camp Chef pellet grills. They also have, and if you really like the green egg, you know, if you're kind of into something like that for a barbecue, they have the Broil King keg, and kind of the same deal as a green egg. So if that's something that you've been looking to do, make sure to check out the Broil King keg. The other thing we should mention, we have not mentioned it yet, but it's important to mention, with the cost of energy rising the way it is, we need to look for different alternatives to heat our home and save money in the process. If you have access to wood, you definitely want to take a look at a wood stove. They have a wood stove here called the Blaze King, and most efficient unit will burn 40 hours on one load of wood. 40 hours, that's a great burn time. And again, a great way to heat your home and burn a little bit of wood. But and especially if you have access to wood, that is definitely what you want to take a look at doing, because great ways to heat your home throughout the winter using that wood that you have. And again, if it's from a wood fireplace to that wood stove, you definitely want to look at that. But if you don't have the wood and say you're on natural gas, well, that's a great way to heat your home too. And again, they've got fireplaces that can connect to that. If you have propane, they can connect to that as well, just like they do with natural gas. So check it out. Again, DJ's in Monticello. That's where we're broadcasting from as we are closing out today's show. Again, we'll be back next Tuesday again for another edition of It's All About the Green. We come here every Tuesday afternoon.